This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The British explorer Henry Worsley, trying to be the first person to cross the Antarctic alone and without support, died just 30 miles short of completing his 1,000-mile trek. He was 55. Georgia Civil Rights Cold Cases Project, a student endeavor, has been following up on deaths and injuries from the Civil Rights Movement. Similar projects are underway in Louisiana and other states. Some efforts are following the action by President George W. Bush in signing the Emmett Till Unsolved Cases Civil Rights Act, authorizing the Justice Department to reopen such cases. West Virginia State Senate has narrowly passed a right-to-work law, changing the allowances for dues deductions for unions. Governors threatened to veto, but there may be enough votes to overturn since it only requires a simple majority. $24.4 billion was transferred to Mexico from the United States residents last year. Workers have filed suit claiming Disney and two consulting companies broke the law by using temporary visas to bring in foreign workers knowing Americans would be displaced. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, a trade pact binding a dozen Pacific Rim nations, would increase incomes, exports, and growth in the U.S., but is unlikely to add to overall employment, according to an independent analysis. A woman who accused Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston of raping her in 2012 has settled her lawsuit with Florida State, where both were students at the time of the incident, for $950,000. Settlement also commits Florida State to 5 years of sexual assault awareness programs and greater transparency. A Houston grand jury has indicted two anti-abortion activists who made videos of Planned Parenthood. Director of the Center for Medical Progress, David Daleiden, has been indicted on a felony charge of tampering with a governmental record and a misdemeanor charge related to purchasing human organs. Another center employee was indicted on a charge of tampering with a governmental record. North Carolina voter ID law is being challenged in federal court. Justice Department argued that the intent of the voter identification law and other measures that reshaped Carolina's procedures for voting election was to preserve political power. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.